Listening Library presents Genius Wars by Katherine Jinks, read by Justine Eyre. 1. Two dented lift doors were embedded in a wall of pebblecrete. Between them, the up button looked slightly traumatized, like a punching bag. It was hard to believe that the University of New South Wales had just installed a state-of-the-art web-based management system to run its elevators. Cadell was convinced that they had to be at least 30 years old. "Right," he said, eyeing an indicator panel. "We'll wait till they're empty before we give it a go." Ping! The words had barely left his mouth when one set of double doors slid open, revealing a lank-haired student in a Metallica t-shirt who blinked in sheer astonishment as he surveyed the line of people confronting him. Then he ducked his head, adjusted his backpack, and shuffled off toward the nearest lecture theater. "He must be in my course," Cadell decided, cursing himself for being so slow off the mark. Even after 3 weeks of seminars, he still didn't recognize many of his fellow students. "Do you know who that was?" he asked, in the faint hope that Hamish, at least, might be able to help. But Hamish simply shrugged. He regarded introductory programming as an insult to someone who could boast a genuine police record, and had roundly dismissed many of the other teenage hackers with whom he was forced to associate as a pathetic bunch of script kiddies. Cadell couldn't help thinking that Hamish had an attitude problem. Though the two of them were in exactly the same boat, Cadell wasn't perpetually bitching about its shape or its color. Like Hamish, he had been forced to attend university. The demanding nature of his computer engineering coursework was supposed to keep him so busy that he wouldn't be tempted to engage in any illegal hacking operations. Unlike Hamish, however, Cadell had been quite happy to enroll.